Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy, nothing but worthy to be praised. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet him, hit him up on Facebook, and let him know that we are live and on the air. First of all, I'm going to go ahead with my announcements on today. I want to encourage you, first of all, on Tuesday night, we have none other than the one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. If you missed it, oh my God, you missed a treat. I want you to go back and hear what the word of the Lord is saying unto them on Tuesday night. It comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget, if this ministry has been a blessing, I'm not going to say if, because I know it has. Go back, amen, and show them some love. You know, love is what it does. You can call everybody up and say, well, you know, thank you, amen, glory to God for the word that you put out, amen. But put a little something, amen, and deposit in the bank, glory to God, besides a thank you, glory to God. I encourage you to give to the ministry and let them know, amen, that you appreciate the way God uses them, amen, on Tuesday night. Hallelujah. And if you move on down on Saturday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. You missed it. You missed a treat on yesterday because it was off the chain as usual. You know, everybody said, well, you know, I want to hear a word from the Lord. The main word from the Lord is the Bible, word from the Lord. Glory to God. When you can hear that word, and you receive it wholeheartedly, that word, amen, will change your life. And that's what she was giving on yesterday, the word from the Bible. So I encourage you to go back and hear it. And I want you to also show us some love and give an offering, amen, hallelujah. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first hour of power of Prophetic Corner Ministries, and my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every given Sunday. So I want to encourage you to come on in and hear what the Lord is saying unto the, in these last and evil days, because you see everything that's going on, and, you know, many people, amen, are here, there, everywhere, and some have lost their courage, amen, to believe, because so much has started to happen, hallelujah. Well, understand, now is the time to really, really gird up, hallelujah, and stand on the word of God. You have to repeat it every day, hallelujah, every day, all day. Don't lose sight of who's in control. Don't lose sight. Amen. Hallelujah. Where the word is planted on the inside, use it. Hallelujah. Because it says, out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water. Now, if you ain't planted it in there, then amen, you ain't got none. But amen, get some. Hallelujah. And this show comes on every Sunday. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break right there. Amen. And the next voice you will hear is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And she is also an author. And I want to encourage you to go on there and buy the book. It's still on sale. Amen. It's hot on the press. So go ahead and you can go on Facebook, amen, and you can, it'll tell you how to get your copy of the book. You will be mighty glad that you received your book. So I want you to go on and get the book. Hallelujah. Don't wait. Don't wait till it's all gone and say, I wished I coulda, shoulda, and I did. No, go get it now. Glory to God. Hot on the press. And I want to encourage you to partner with us. And in partner, you will receive many, many perks. We're only asking for $25 or more. You know, you always want to go that extra mile, you know, say, well, I want more and more. You'll be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by blood-washed, born believers who don't mind praying. You know, some people say, well, you know what, I pray for you. Well, you know what, that prayer probably will never get praised. Because sometimes, oh, I forget. But once you release, amen, you know, and say you're going to pray for someone, make sure you do. Even if you have to sit there or stand there and pray a quick prayer, you know, because your prayers are being heard. You ain't something that you don't have to spit and slob. I know he says sometimes things come out by fasting and praying. Yes, I hear it. Amen. And, you know, sometimes you'll forget to pray for that person. But I encourage you to come on over here. Partner, $25 or more, and you will be placed on the personal prayer list where you will be prayed for. And I want to also encourage you, if you need mentoring, you need a marriage counselor. Oh, my God. I'm opening the door and telling you where you can get that. You know, sometimes people are just too ashamed to admit that there's problems. But until the thing gets so bad, hallelujah, then they're at that point of no return. But don't wait, hallelujah. Be able, when you go and you want prayer counseling, amen, make sure that you're ready to release what's really, really going on. And you know, those of you who need counseling, make sure that you release what's going on, glory to God, so they can pray for you and help you through it. I'm opening the door for Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. So I encourage you to come on and get in. They can help you. They're marriage counselors. They're life coach. They'll mentor you. They're spiritual leaders. If you don't have anybody to lead you to that next level, these are the ones you want to hook up with. Amen. They can get you there. So I encourage you to go on Facebook. It's our prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. We're calling all women, all men in right now into the ministry. Don't get left behind. Yeah. You know, we're in a season where God is raising up those that will and those that want to. Because, you know, Tom said, I thought about it. Nah, he ain't raising them up. He's raising those that want to. You want to go further in the ministry. You want to get out there, amen, and be a mouthpiece for Jesus Christ and let them know that he is the return. Those are the ones that he's raising up. And those are the ones, amen, that will go through the biggest test. So I'm telling you, say, give the strongest test to the strongest soldier. But, you know, and there's no need in giving it to a weak person, amen, because that's what, it's not going to prosper them anything. They don't know how to go through it because they didn't get no help. They ain't going to know what to do in all those situations. So I'm telling you, look up with them. They can tell you each and everything that you need. This is a season where God is going to bless his saints. That's why the saints are having such a hard time, and they're going through different patterns and different things that are happening in their life. Even on their job, there's different things that's happening. But, you know, you got to learn how to stand there for, you know, and believe God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Glory to God. With all that being said, I'm going to go ahead and open up my line for prayer. If there's anybody who want prayer, if you would, press the one and I will bring you in. You don't have to tell me your name. Just tell me where you're calling from. We don't have to, you don't have to put all your business out there on Straight Street. Glory to God. Just tell me your prayer request. And if you need more prayer, you can, amen, just say, I'll need more prayer later, you know, and I'll take your number down and we'll get back with you. Because, you know, this is a live show. We don't want to put all your business out there because everybody can hear it. This is worldwide, glory to God. So we don't want everybody to hear it. Now, if you desire prayer, go ahead and press the one and we will bring you in for a prayer. Hallelujah. Well, I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so we're going to go ahead and open up in prayer. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for another day that you have made, oh God. We enter into your courts with thanksgiving and praises in our heart, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you because we know you're everywhere and you're in all things that we need you to be, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, oh Father. Father God, I pray for each and every one on this line, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you know the need, Lord, and we send it out into the atmosphere, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, whether it's healing, God, whether it's finances, Lord God, whether it's peace, Lord God, whether it's a miracle, Lord, that they need right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, we unleash it, Lord God, all the way from heaven. Hey, Glory to God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, how you give, Lord God. You say, give and it shall be given. Lord God, you don't hold any good thing back from your children. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we come against every principality of darkness that tries to stop, Lord God. Oh, my God. Everything, Lord God, that belongs to your leaders, God, and everything that belongs to your people and your children of God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come against it right now, and we cast it back into the pit, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you the praise on high, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for giving us, Lord God, life, breath, Lord God, and giving us eternal life, God, through your Son, Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the backsliders, those that have backslid, Lord, for one reason or another, God. Those, Lord God, whose faith, God, is not where it should be. Those, Lord God, who are going through, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you to strengthen them, Lord. Because, Lord, you said where they're weak, Lord God, you are made strong. So I ask you, Lord God, to strengthen them, Lord. Oh, my God, in the body of Christ, Lord God, let them not be humble unto, Lord God, the evil one, Lord, but let them stand and stand there for. And let them know, Lord God, that you're with them. You said you'll never leave them nor forsake them. You said never seen the righteous forsaken nor see beg bread. You won't have to beg any bread. All you got to do is ask and stand firm on the word of God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the ministries, Lord God, that you're getting ready, Lord God, to bring to the front row, Lord God. They've been sitting in the back, so it's time for them to come on the front line and begin to pray and intercede. I see them right now, Lord God, as they're falling down on their knees and they're beginning to pray, Lord God. Speaking in other languages, oh God, calling down the rain, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we decree and we declare that the fire of heaven, Lord God, consume everything that's not like you, in the name of Jesus. And they're standing on the front line, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. They're undergirding their leaders with prayer, Lord God, and supplication, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and we lift you up on high, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, how you're ever yet healing, God, through the prayers, Lord God, and the conversations of your people, Lord God, as they're speaking to you, Lord God. You're healing, Lord. Come instantly, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you for healing that's taking place right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, because we know, Lord, you're everything that we need you to be. You're all things that we need you to be, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we give you glory, oh God. We praise your heavenly name on high. Without you, Lord God, nothing is impossible, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are bowing now saying, Lord, help me. I've been walking in the sea too long. I want to get delivered, but I'm ashamed, in the name of Jesus. Tell them not to be ashamed, Lord God, to walk in you, Lord God, not to be ashamed of you, and you won't be ashamed of them, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. He said, if you be ashamed of me, then I'll be ashamed of you. When you turn your life over to Christ, don't worry about what people say. They're going to always come up saying, well, you know, I remember when you used to. Yeah, you remember what I used to, but that's dead. You got to learn how to just tell them that's dead. And furthermore, if these people, amen, call themselves your friend and they ain't walking where you're walking, then you know what you need to do? Walk away, hallelujah, because before you know it, you're going to end up just like them. You're going to continue down that road with them just to have friends. But if those aren't friends, hallelujah, glory to God, then why don't you just walk away? Whom you have to choose this day, whom you're going to serve. Either you're going to serve God or you're going to serve man. Glory to God, hallelujah. What do you want? You want eternal life, amen. Or do you want, you already know, I don't have to say it, glory to God. You have to choose this day whom you will serve. Hallelujah. We serve a good God. I know some people say, and I hear a lot of talk, well, you know what? It looks like I'm living better than you. Yeah, you may be living good here. Amen. But understand, when Jesus returns, Do you know where you're going to spend eternity? That's the thing. You have to always stay focused on that. Look at that. Because some people are, they living large and riding and living in charge. Amen. They dressing from head to the top of their, to the sole of their feet. You know, we were taught, you know, amen. Now, I'm going to tell y'all a little something that we were taught, and I'm not going to give it all to you. But you know what we were taught, you know, just because you see them where they are now, that don't mean that's where they're going to stay. Because God is preparing them, glory to God, hallelujah. He's building a relationship in them to show them how to get what they need from him. Yes, he can just give it to you in a fly, but he wants you to ask. He said, ask and it shall be given. Hey, glory to God. He want them to ask anyway. He want them to learn the word of God. He want them to meditate on the word of God. He want them to get that word in them so they'll know how to pull down from heaven what they need. A lot of people don't know how to pull down from heaven. They know, well, you know, I know the word of God, and he said he'll give it to me. He'll give it to me. Yes, he will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But have you asked? Hallelujah. You got to ask. And he says some things only come by fasting and praying to also. Glory to God. Go to fasting and praying again. Glory to God. So that's how it comes around. So don't label people. If you see them not living the way you're living, you got all these clothes. You got three closets full. My God, you got them all hanging up in the door. You can't even get your head through the bedroom door. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. You can't even get in your closet and look for nothing. And then whenever you get in there, some of the stuff is dry rot. Because it's been in there so long. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But don't look down on those, amen, who may not have all that, who may not dress like all that. Glory to God. Because understand, hallelujah, those people that you see, watch what God do. Understand what they have. You know, some of those people will live so good, glory to God. They got Jesus in them, and they ain't even worried about it. But you worrying about all this stuff. Well, I got to catch the next sale. Amen. This ain't my message. Hallelujah. But amen. Let's roll with it. I got to catch the next sale. I got to be there. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Over here, they having a sale. Over there, they having a sale. Now, I got to get out of here and go to the sale. Glory to God. And look over there. They don't know how to dress. They don't have this. They don't have that. But understand, he raising them up. I can guarantee you that person, amen, can pray the house down. That person got more faith, amen, glory to God, than you have in your little finger. Glory to God. So don't count them out. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead and get into the message. I'm going to be coming from Job chapter 2. Amen. I did Job chapter 1 a few weeks ago, and I'm going to give just a little rundown, amen, of Job chapter 2, and then we're going to come on over in, Job chapter 1, and then we're going to roll on over in Job chapter 2. Amen. You know, Job was an innocent and upright man. He really loved the Lord. Amen. He was connected. How many of you are connected? Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, you can say, well, yes, I love the Lord, but are you truly connected? When it comes down to you doing right and doing wrong, which one are you going to choose? Hallelujah. That's when you know where your faith is. That's when you know who you're connected to. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And he had seven sons and three daughters. Whenever every son had a birthday party, you know, they would invite all the other sisters over to the house, you know, and everything. And you know what Job would do? Job would go and he'd offer a burnt offering because he said, just in case they sinned against God in their heart. So what he was going to do, he gave an offering for them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, you know, it's okay. And we talked about it. You need to pray for your children still. You say, Lord, in case they sin, you know, in case they're sinning and they're going out this weekend, Lord, I pray for them anyway. They don't have to be right there under you. They don't have to be in the same city. They don't have to be in the same state. When you connect it, you connect it. I know something happened. Amen. I'm going to give a little bit of testimony. We're going to roll. We're going to be over in chapter 2 before you know it. And I said, well, hold up. Wait a minute. This person keep coming on my mind. So I'm going to just shoot them a text, you know. People will answer texts nowadays far more than they will answer a phone call. I don't know what it is, but that's just how they answer. You shoot them a text, they'll answer you like in a heartbeat. And so that's when he would leave me to text them, so I did. And they told me some stuff was going on, you know, and I said, okay, well, I'll pray for you. And that's the way he do it, glory to God. Let's move on. And you know, he continually, hallelujah, just in case they had sin in their heart, he went ahead and he offered up an offering for him, you know. So that's what Job did. But I'm just going to give you a little bit. We're going to go through all of it. You can come on, amen, up in chapter 2. You can go back and read it. Amen. It's in the Word. Hallelujah. So after he gave an offering, you know, and then the angels had visit God, and then Satan came with him. And so he said, what are you doing? What you up to? And he said, I'm roaming around seeing who I can bring some trouble to and some trials and some tribulations. Hallelujah. Because the angels were reporting to him what they had been doing and, you know, who's doing what. Yes, he already knew, but they had to report to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, why do we in ministry thinking that we don't have to report to our leader? Yes, we do. I'm not talking about calling and worrying them. Let me understand. Let me help you out with this. Understand, if there's a ministry that you want to do, now this is not my message, but we're going to roll with it, okay? If there's something that you want to do, you don't have to do it underhanded. You can report to them and tell them and ask them what they think. I'm not saying call them 24/7, worry them, because they have enough to do. Hallelujah. They pray for you every day, and they believe God for you every day. It's okay to touch bases and let them know, so, well, you know what, this is what God is telling me to do, you know, and I want to do this, do that. Yes, but don't worry them to death. Come on now. You got to stand and stand there for. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said, okay, well, have you considered my servant Job, you know? And he said, well, you know what? Go ahead and do what you will and see what happens, you know? Because I know Job is an innocent and upright man. Ain't nothing going to happen. If Job believes in me, Job is my ace. He's not going to come against me, and he's not going to curse me. I'm paraphrasing it. Hallelujah. He said, come on, go ahead. He said, no, how can I do that? He said, you got that hedge around, Job. He said, now go ahead. It's all, go ahead. You can't kill it. You can't touch his soul. So go ahead and do what you will or you must. Go ahead, because he ain't going to do it. Hallelujah. So you know what he did? He, everything that Job owned, Job had all the oxen. He had all calves. He had all the chickens. He had everything. He said, in that part of the place where he was the richest man. He had everything going for him. All was well. He had children. He had land, cattle, houses. He had all this. He had car lots and all that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But we know they may have had a wagon or two. Amen. Glory to God. But anyway, he had all car lots. He had all that stuff. All that. Glory to God. And you know what happened? Amen. One by one, they kept coming to Job. First, all his children, amen, got killed. They said a whirlwind. I would say tornado, but they said whirlwind came and knocked the house down and killed everybody in the house. And there was only one person that came, and he escaped and came and told Job what was going on. And next thing you know, he came and told him about the cattle. He told him about everything. All that was gone. But still, after all Job went through all them trials and all them troubles, guess what he said? In all this, Job sinned not nor charged God foolishly. Now, how many of you can go through all that and still love the Lord? Come on now. Glory to God. You know, I know somebody who went through all those things, amen, and they still love God. That's when you know that you're connected and you're connected. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 2, chapter 2. And I'm going to title this message, Still Standing. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came along also among them to present himself before the Lord. See, the angels was reporting again to him. So think that if you don't have to report to anybody. Do you report to anybody on your job? If something goes wrong, do you report? Amen. So what's wrong with you if God done raised somebody up? So you have to report to them. Ain't nothing wrong with it. It's okay. You know, that's what's going on now. Everybody wants to be a chief, hallelujah. And nobody wants to be an Indian, hallelujah. If you done went through some of the stuff your chiefs done went through, glory to God. Then God will make you a chief, hallelujah. Glory to God. But if you haven't, he put somebody in that place so you can go and talk to, so you can get help. So you won't have to go and hit all those walls that they was hitting. Amen. So understand, it's okay. We people got to learn how to humble ourselves. You need to humble yourself and pray. You got to humble yourself If you can't humble yourself, my God, you'll be stuck in that same old place this time next year. And so many times people don't humble themselves. And they got so much pride, my God. It's just pride, pride. Now, I don't have to go and tell them nothing. Yes, you do. Hallelujah. Yes, you do. And it'll stop you from making a lot of mistakes. Let's move on. And the Lord said unto Satan, from whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and walking up and down in it. In other words, he was still looking for some, he was looking for somebody else. He took all Job's stuff away. And understand, Job didn't curse God. How many of us, hallelujah, if God took everything away, you know, things don't go right just because things don't go right. Amen, hallelujah. You're thinking that you were going to get this contract. Amen, it didn't happen. But guess what you need to do? Go back, amen, and get you another one. The one that was, that you didn't get, it may not have been the one for you. So just understand, keep going. Don't give up now, hallelujah. Don't turn back now. Just keep on keeping on and see what God will do for you. And he said, I'm walking up and down, you know, looking around, seeing whom I can bring some trials and troubles and tribulations to, seeing who and what I can do. And the Lord said to Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that fears God and escheweth evil, and still he holds fast to his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause. He was saying, go ahead. You ain't consider Job, you know, escheweth evil. That meaning that he keep away from it. He shun it. He avoid it. He deliberately avoids it. Can you deliberately avoid evil? Yes, you can. If you know they're doing something over there that's not right, you can avoid it. You don't have to go over there. If you know someone is up to no good, you don't have to be a part of it. If you know someone is lying and they're trying to get you in it, you ain't got to be a part of it. Glory to God. Look at Job and say, Job is not a part of it. Okay, let's move on. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. You see what he was saying? He said, hold up, wait a minute. I know I got it now. That's what he said. I got it now. Said, I know if you do that, he going to curse you. Let's see what the Lord told him. And the Lord said unto Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. He was telling him, go ahead, do what you want to do. Hallelujah. I can't tell you who to sock it to. Go ahead, do it. Hallelujah. He said, do it. He's in your hand. So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore balls from the sole of his foot unto his crown. That means he did it from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. He struck Job with boils all on top of his head, from his head to his feet. Can you imagine, hallelujah, having all them sores all of a sudden? You know, Job probably said, Lord, what is this? You know, hey, he probably asked him some questions. You know, that's what people always used to tell us, don't ask questions. Well, like I told you, if I don't ask him, then who am I going to ask? Hallelujah. I sure ain't going to ask Satan. I want to hear what he got to say. So you got to ask something. Why not ask him? You can also go to your leaders and ask leaders certain questions. Hallelujah. But like I said, hallelujah, just, you know, you go to them and ask questions, yes, but don't just worry them. That's the difference. Hallelujah. If there's something that you really need or something you need to ask, then yeah. Something you need prayerful about, yeah, that's good. But don't just worry. Hallelujah. There's a difference. Verse 8, and he took him a post-shred to scrape himself with them, and he sat down among the ashes. In other words, he took a piece of pottery to scrape his sword because he was hurting so bad. That's what he did. Hallelujah. Come on, how many of you would have been Job and survived what Job was going through? You know, there are times when you're going to have troubles and you're going to have tribulations, but you got to remember, you can't curse God. Don't do it. Hallelujah. I'm going to read right here in a few minutes, amen, what happened. But you got to remember, things will come. Trials going to come. Tests going to come. Tribulations are going to come. But that's going to show where you're at. It's going to show where your faith is at. Amen. So what do you do? Are you going to bow down to it? or you're going to stand there for it to hold up. I am a mighty woman of God. And he said, many of the affliction of the righteous, but he said he'll deliver me out of them all. And if I need some help, I'm going to call on the saints of God and say, listen, I need y'all help. I need you to pray with me about this thing. I can't shake it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's okay, because he said, well, one come together. Hallelujah. He's in the midst. But one could chase 1,000 and two could chase 10,000. So how many demons do you want to slay today? Good God Almighty. Glory to God. So don't be afraid to tell somebody. Listen to me. There are some, amen. I'm just going to say it like this. You may not be, amen, as strong as someone else. It's okay. Get some help. Let them help you pray it through. Don't be ashamed and say, look, I'm having problems, and I need somebody to help pray me through. Glory to God. I'm not saying that your prayers are not effective, but it does help. If one can put 1,000, two can put 10,000, I want them 10,000 demons on the move. Glory to God, because every time I turn around, it's something. Them the ones I want on the move. So I'm going to get somebody to help me. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Then said his wife unto him, do it thou still retain thine integrity? Curse God and die. Hold up. Wait a minute. Did that make you think that, you know, two people, amen, could be in the same ministry? There's one woman of faith. There's one man of faith. Glory to God. But there's another, amen, that their faith is not where the other person's is. You see, I'll just call it like that. Hallelujah. It made me wonder, where was Job's wife's faith? Hallelujah. She said, go ahead and curse God and die. No, he didn't want to do that because he knew how good God had been through him. And look whatever to him. And look what all he had gave him in the beginning, glory to God. You know, don't act like God ain't never did nothing for you. And just because you go through a little trial and tribulation, now you're choking, hallelujah. My God, take you a sip of water, a sip of the Holy Ghost water, glory to God, and stand on it. Hallelujah, glory to God. Don't let nothing tear you down and turn you around from the word of God. You know, there's this song, amen, it's practice what you preach, amen. So if you preach it, you ought to be practicing. Oh, good God, I'm at it. And Job did not, hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 10. But he said unto her, thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What shall we receive good at the hands of God, and shall we not receive evil? In all this did not Job sin with his lips. Okay, you see right here, he was saying, okay, when everything is going good, oh, man, all is well. No trial, no tribulations. All the children doing fine. The husband acting right. He's coming home at night. He's cooking supper for us. He's doing everything he's supposed to do. Hey, man, he is not spending all our money. He ain't going out there gambling. Huh? Oh, good God Almighty. He ain't doing all that. Everything is well. But then when some trials and some tests come, hallelujah, what are you saying then? Now it's time for you to get down. Amen. But you know what you have to do? You have to do that before all that happens. And then you'll have some prayers stored up in heaven. And then whenever that time comes, then it's time for you to do what? Some fasting and some praying. Move this out of the way so I can fast and I can pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I'm not going just because things don't look good right now. I'm not going to curse you. I'm not going to talk about you. Glory to God. Because I know how good you've been to me, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, Lord God, that husband shall come home like he's supposed to. That wife shall come home like she's supposed to. She shall be the mother that she needs to be. She shall be the wife that she needs to be. In the name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, I'm standing on your word, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm not going to turn back because I know how good you've been to me. In the name of Jesus, just because I'm going through right now, I know, Lord, you said you'll never leave me nor forsake me, so I'm calling down, oh God, peace from heaven, I'm calling down, Lord God, every possibility, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, glory to God. So that's when you can have those conversations and begin to pray, begin to plead the blood, begin to cover him, Lord God, wherever he's at, whatever he's doing, wherever she at, whatever she's doing, whatever the children are doing. Lord God, I plead the blood over them, Lord God, even though, Lord God, they're disobeying, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over them right now, in the name of Jesus. Jesus. They'll come out of that crack house. They'll not smoke that marijuana in the name of Jesus. They won't go binge drinking in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's what you got to do when you start. Hallelujah. Just call it down. Oh, my God. Touch them wherever they at, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And that's what you got to do. Do not, hallelujah, think that every time, all the time, things are going to go well, because you know what? You can say it, hallelujah, and keep speaking it. All is well with thy soul. And that's a good thing, glory to God. And you got to get down, amen, with the get down. Don't allow Satan to come in there, amen, and just tap your whole household. Don't allow him to come in there and tap your peace. Hallelujah, glory to God. Don't allow him to come in there and shake your tree. When your tree is just blossoming and you got all these green leaves on it, and Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes in there to kill them green leaves that you have on your tree. Don't do it. Hallelujah. Don't let him do it. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 11. Now when Job's three friends heard of all this evil that was come upon him, they came every one of his own place. Eliphaz, the Tishmite, the Telemite, and Bildad, the Shuhite, and Zophar, the Naamite. For they had made an appointment together to come to mourn with him and to comfort him. Now, you know, these are friends that were coming, amen, to comfort Job. It didn't say that they were coming, amen, to tell him, well, what you done did, how you did it. You know, a lot of times when people get to going through and things get to happening, they want to wonder, well, I wonder what they did for God to bring down this wrath on them. Don't always suspect that something has happened. It's just a trial and a test, because God knows he can trust you. He's going to give the strongest test to the strongest soldier. So don't always think that every time something happens to someone, well, they done did something. What happened? What you done did, hallelujah, for God to be mad with you, to bring this wrath down on you. No, there's things that you're going to go through. There's tests, there's trials, there's tribulations, hallelujah, that you go through. So you just got to be ready. And when they lifted up their eyes afar off and knew him not, they lifted up their voice and wept, and they rent every one his mantle and sprinkled dust upon his head towards heaven. In other words, they didn't recognize him when they saw him. Hallelujah. Because he had boils all over him. Hallelujah. It said from the top of his head to the sole of his feet. Oh, my God. He had boils all over him. Glory to God. But he knew he could trust him. That's why he told Satan, go ahead. Do what you want to do. Hallelujah. Because I know he will not curse me. He loves me. He recognizes, amen, who I am. His strength is in me. Everything that he needs is in me. He's not going to curse me. So make sure, hallelujah, when you go through with him, not without him, hallelujah. And you know who he is, hallelujah. It's the Lord thy God, Jesus Christ. Go through with him. I'd rather go through with him than to go through without him. I say that all the time. Amen. Let's go to 13. So they sat down with him upon the ground 7 days and 7 nights, and none spake a word unto him, for they saw that his grief was very great. You see, they came to help Job out. They came to just sit there and talk to him. Glory to God. Now, that wife, I didn't see him mention no more, because she said, curse God and die. You don't want to do that. You want to make sure that you're mounted up, and make sure you mount up, hallelujah, and pray. Glory to God. You know, some people just don't want to pray now, because prayer takes time. It takes time and it takes energy. You're scared you might miss the new show that's coming on, you know, and I hear a lot about the new shows, hallelujah, glory to God. But, you know, you got DVR, DVD, DVC, ABC, NC. You can record it. You can go back and listen at it later, hallelujah. But don't miss an opportunity to spend time with the Lord thy God, praying and fasting and seeking his face each and every day, hallelujah, glory to God. Because sometimes, hallelujah, you get so caught up with the fame and the fortune. And on TV, oh, hold up, my show coming on. I can't do this right now. And the next thing you know, hours and hours done went by, and you ain't got no word. You don't even know which way Jesus went, glory, on that day. Hallelujah. They said, Lord, you know what? I need to get back to fasting. I need to get back to praying. I didn't spend no time with you on yesterday, but I'm going to make it up today. Then guess what? When you say that, the enemy is going to fight you. Believe you me. He's going to fight you where you come in. Amen. When you're off your job and you're tired, too tired, Lord, I'm too tired. I just can't. But you know, that's when you got to learn how to persevere. But if you continue to do that, things will get a little easy. But sometimes you just going to have to press your way through. I'm going to tell you like it is. When you're having Bible study, if you want to go and you want God to work through you and you want to hear the word so you can mount up and have something on the inside and read the word and have something on the inside. So when the enemy does attack, you're able to pray, hallelujah. You're able to call those things to be not as though they were. You're able to quote scriptures. You're able to quote the word and give it back to the word, to the Lord thy God. You are able to stand and stand there for us. You'll let him know, I ain't no weak saint and I ain't no ain't. Okay, glory to God. And I'm not going to let you pull me over here with JoJo. And I'm not going to let you pull me over here trying to find a man. I understand. I'm going to release this, hallelujah. When man find a wife, he find a good thing. Amen. How many times have you heard that scripture? So listen, you need to learn how to walk by that scripture. Don't allow, amen, yourself to be trying to go and find someone. Well, you know, I'm going over here to this new church. I'm going over here to this new place. I heard they got plenty of men over here. Glory to God. And they got plenty of women over here. They got Susie Bell and them over here. Understand, learn how to walk by the scriptures, glory to God. When you walk by those scriptures and be not moved by the way the world system is and the way the world's going, I'm going on .com, hallelujah. They got this and they have that and they have this, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Nah, don't do it like that. God can give you whatever you want. He said he will withhold no good thing back from you. Glory to God. So don't be pulled away by all that because you'll stress yourself out. Because here you go. Well, hold up, Lord. I'm trying to come back over here and I'm trying to pray. If you stay over there in the lane, amen, to where Jesus is, stay over there in that lane. Don't worry about trying to get over there, amen, and find JoJo. And he probably got two or three women. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Help him, Lord. Save him, Lord, first of all. Glory to God. And then you're trying to go over here. Amen. Well, Lord, I'm trying to, you know, serve you. No, you can't be doing that. You can't go being tossed to and fro like that. Hallelujah. Because whenever the trial and tribulation come, glory to God, you're going to have to mount up. And that word that you got on the inside of you, it's going to have to come out. Glory to God. And in order for that word to go in and take root, you got to be putting something in there. Hallelujah. So don't straddle the fence, glory to God, hallelujah. And I hear this, who told you you had a fence to straddle? But you got to stay on the Lord's side. And whatever you need, amen, ask him. He said he'll give it to you. Some of the stuff that you ask for, it ain't time for you to need. Because he had to teach you how to be a wife. He had to teach you how to be a husband. He had to teach you all them things, glory to God. You know, the people said, down through the years and the Lord been good to me. Yes, keep that in your mind. Yes, he's been good to you, glory to God. And he stopped you from going making some mistakes in your life. Hallelujah. So that way, amen, if you stay connected to what he has for you in the word of God. See, Job never did curse him. He never did say talk against him. And them friends came and they didn't say a word. They said he sat there and they didn't say a word, but they were sorry because to see their friend go through. Always, amen. He said, bear ye one another burdens. But you know, sometimes people don't want to bear ye one another burdens, do they? Hallelujah. He said, bear my burdens because they are light. Whenever your friend is hurting, then if you are a true saint, then you should hurt. But you know, sometimes people don't like that because what they want to do, it's okay, hallelujah, when they're your peas, hallelujah. Y'all know what peas is. I know you do. You know, they sell them in the stores and everywhere. All kinds, white peas, black-eyed peas, peas, amen. Whatever kind of pea you want, hallelujah. Come on now. It's okay whenever they're your peas, but whenever they begin to be somebody else's peas, when they begin to be your peas, amen, hallelujah. Only then that things come to reality. Oh, my God, what is going on, Lord? Help me, Lord God. You want to call out the national God. Good God, I'm at it. Hallelujah, glory to God. So remember, hallelujah, he said that a man soweth also that he reaps. So remember those words. See, these people came to Job and they just sat there, they tore their clothes. They were sad for what had happened to Job, because Job was going through all this, but he did not curse God. So whenever things go to happening, amen, you got to remember, don't curse God. Don't do that, hallelujah, because, hallelujah, you had time and you had all this time on your hand to mount up. And what I always say, mount up. You mount up and start praying and you start fasting and you start seeking the word. You walk around your house and you hold the Bible in your hand and say, peace be still in the name of Jesus. I say, Lord, I plead the blood over this situation. Lord, that I'm going through, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Let your angels camp around me, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to keep me from hurt, harm, and danger, in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, Lord God, I know that you're in control, Lord God, and you will not, Lord God, let anything hurt me, because I know you got my back. And whenever you say you got my back, I know, Lord God, that you're with me, Lord God. You'll always be there. You're never late, because you're always right on time, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for being my shelter, for being my strong tower. You said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but you shall deliver them out of them all, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh my God, you said those that dwell, Lord God, oh my God, in the house of the Lord, oh my God, praise ye the name of the Lord all my days, oh God. I will never stop praising you, God. I'll still give you praise, although I'm going through this time of trouble, in the name of Jesus. I know, Lord God, that you're there, Lord God. You'll hold my hand and you'll walk me through, Lord God. So the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He lead me, oh my God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, that you're holding my hand and you're walking me through, Lord God, my promised man, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you stay in your lane and don't worry about all that other stuff going on. Just understand, he's there, hallelujah. Just like Job knew that he was there, huh? Whatever he was going through, he knew this was just a mere affliction, hallelujah. If he give you everything, now what Job was seeing, if he give you everything, all things, and you never have any trouble, when will you pray? You wouldn't pray. Hallelujah. Everything going good, people won't pray. But you let a little contrary wind come. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, just a little. I'm not saying nothing major, just a little. I didn't have, let's just say, well, you know what, Lord, I didn't have enough money to pay this one bill. Oh, my God, they'll fall out like the sky falling on them. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Well, go back and look where you did wrong yet, because something happened. Amen. Glory to God. Either you went shopping or, and you know, amen, anything. You could have went shopping and you spent the money. Hallelujah. You could have stole your tithes and your offering. Amen. But I don't talk about that today. Hallelujah. Just anything. Glory to God. Amen. But notice, you got to be able to stand. Hallelujah. We're in the last and evil days, and God is calling a people who will stand, a people who know him, not just only by name, but a know, amen, got testimonies, have testimonies on what happened in their life and how he brought them out and how he took them into another place in him and things that happened all around them and how he kept them from accidents and how he kept them, oh, glory to God, from evil that came to take their life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. That's what a people he's looking for. He's not looking for an angel. He's looking for a saint. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Just know that you know you're standing there for. Don't move. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, God is good and he is so worthy to be praised. So I encourage you on today. Don't let, hallelujah, glory to God, the trials and the tribulations get you down. Hallelujah. And all you can do is talk about it, and all you can do is really, some people just get mad at them. Glory to God. Now it's time for you to pray. You know, you'll go tell this person, and you'll go tell this person, and this happened, and you'll go tell this person. Next thing you know, you'll go tell this person, you tell this. But you know what you need to do? Pray. Hallelujah. Stop releasing it, because the more you release it to those people who are not saints. And the more you release it in the atmosphere, amen, glory to God, hallelujah, then it gets worse and it builds up. The enemy hears it, hallelujah, and he catches it. And then he said, well, I'm going to make it a little bit worse because I got them talking about it now, and they're going to keep on. Oh, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Tell those who can pray about it. And whenever you pray about it, yes, you stand on that word. And you ask God, say, Lord, I need you to come and fix this, Lord. And I continually say, Lord, I need you to fix this, Lord. I ain't got your answer yet. But, Lord, I need you to either answer me. And why am I going through this, Lord? And, Lord, I need you, Lord God, to tell me, Lord God, if it's something I've done or something I need to do. But I need you to fix this, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because the more you put it in this person here, the more you put it in that person here, the more you tell this person in, and those people aren't saved. Glory to God. So what you think they're going to do with it? Hallelujah. One going to tell one going to tell another, another going to tell another going to tell another one. And before you know it, amen, it's out there. Now he's going to continue on. The devil's going to continue on. Amen. Glory to God. And make it even worse. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to look down this line one more time. I don't see anybody with their hand raised. If you desire prayer at this time, you can press the 1 and I will bring you in. You don't have to tell your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. I don't see anybody with their hand up. Hallelujah. But I'm going to go ahead, amen, and encourage you, amen, to listen in. Amen. Hallelujah. On Tuesday, the apostle and pastor, awesome man and woman of God, glory to God. And I know they've been a blessing to you. You can't tell me they ain't. Hallelujah. You can't tell me. Okay, we'll speak correct. You can't tell me they haven't been a blessing unto you. You can't tell me that. You just can't. I know they have. And on Saturday, Elder Bertha asked you, you can't tell me that she hasn't. You can't tell me that Prophetic Quantum Ministries, Prophetess Martha Williams, you can't tell me that. You can't tell me that Ministry Lane, Voice of True Worldwide Ministries. You can't tell me any of these ministers haven't been a blessing to you. Well, I encourage you to give. Amen. You know, the Bible did say give and it shall be given. Hallelujah. You know, just think about it. I'm going to help y'all, some of y'all out on today. Amen. You know, $25, that's really not a lot of money. You know, you can order food, amen, and I know, amen, we've all done it. You can order food, and you've already spent $13, maybe $12, $13, even $14. You already spent almost over half of $25. Glory to God. So you see, amen, $25, it's not asking a whole lot, but I'm going to encourage you on this day to give, hallelujah. You know, if you keep holding your hand tight, and let nothing, amen, if you don't give nothing out, then don't expect anything back. This is a season where you got to stop being selfish and stop being self-centered, making everything about you. It's not about you. It's about him. And it's not about the little $25, to tell you the truth. It's not. But, you know, God said, you know, don't come before the prophet without an offering. Hallelujah. And nothing wrong with it. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead on and I'm going to give the invitation. Hallelujah to Christ. If you don't know Jesus and part of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God, into what you want me to be, O Lord. Father God, I repent of all my sins in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Father God, I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody just got delivered. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Thank you, Lord God. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Don't forget Ministry Lane coming up next, but I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. Go ahead and get some water, get some Kool-Aid, amen, ginger ale, whatever you like, and go over and hear Ministry Lane, Voice of Truth, Worldwide Ministries coming up next. Hallelujah. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome rest of the day. Amen.